Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à cette première conférence du Festival Transamérique. Et je me présente Philippe Sporeur, je serai votre animateur pour cette causerie et pour cette discussion sur Merce Cunningham, un esprit chercheur. What's going to happen today is, I'm going to introduce our speaker in just a moment, but I will be doing translation. Alors moi, je vais faire la traduction pour ces paroles, et suite à ça, ce serait la possibilité de voir le documentaire Merce Cunningham, A Lifetime in Dance. Ça va suivre notre conversation. So, there will be a film documentary. Feature after our talk, and it's called A Lifetime in Dance. Merce Cunningham, A Lifetime in Dance. So, without further ado, c'est mon grand plaisir de faire l'introduction de Trevor Carlson, qui est le directeur exécutif de la compagnie Merce Cunningham Dance Company. Monsieur Carlson a travaillé pour plusieurs organismes en danse aux États-Unis, alors une grande maîtrise dans ce domaine, et comme je dis, un grand plaisir de faire l'introduction de M. Carlson.
Hello. I was interested to see the programming of the Festival Transamérique because it reminded me of something that Merce used to reference with regard to where he went to school. And that was, he went to a place called the Cornish School, where he went with the idea of studying theater. And when he arrived, Nellie Cornish, the teacher, the founder of the school, said to all of the students, if you're interested in studying one art, that's fine. But if you're studying here, then you should study all of the arts. And the festival is so well representative of so many different art forms. It's something I think Merce would have very much enjoyed.
Alors, il est tellement intéressé par la programmation du FTA et ça donne une référence, probablement on va voir ça plus tard. Merce Cunningham, il a vraiment étudié, ses premières études étaient au Cornish School. Puis là-bas, il étudiait le théâtre. La directrice du programme, Nellie Cornish, elle disait quand même, c'est bien d'être ici pour étudier une art, mais de plus, c'est plus important peut-être de faire toute la cohésion avec tous les arts. Alors, quand M. Carlson regarde la programmation, il dit, ça c'est quelque chose d'interdisciplinaire ici, et ça fait référence pour lui.
I was asked by someone last evening after the performance. I was asked last evening by someone after the performance, how was Merce able at 90 years, existing really the last 4 years in a wheelchair, able to communicate his choreography to his dancers. So I thought that maybe that might be an interesting place to sort of begin today. And fortunately, I have enough examples of different things in my bag of tricks that we can show you some examples of how he was able to communicate that.
Alors, suite à la performance hier soir, il y a quelqu'un qui a posé la question, comment est-ce que Merce Cunningham, à l'âge de 90 ans, comment est-ce qu'il, surtout dans les 4 dernières années, comment est-ce qu'il pouvait communiquer avec ses danseurs, ses intentions chorégraphiques aux danseurs? Et M. Carlson dit que c'est une très bonne place aujourd'hui de commencer à peut-être faire suivre à cette question-là. Il a plusieurs extraits à vous montrer.
Before we head directly in, there's maybe a little introduction I'd like to give. And that is to say that something that was of great interest to me and my position with the company and working very closely, in fact, with Merce. I had the great fortune of working very close to him, really coming up with concepts to put before him, knowing that the more challenging the concept, the more impossible it seemed, the more entertained he'd actually be.
Alors, il avait comme introduction, pour lui, c'était vraiment quelque chose de très, très important d'être avec M. Cunningham dans ces dernières années. Et il a travaillé très proche avec M. Cunningham. Et la chose qui était vraiment formidable pour lui, c'était de chercher des concepts, de mettre des concepts devant M. Cunningham pour qu'il y avait toujours comme un défi devant eux, quelque chose qui était vraiment à la recherche. Alors ça, c'était important.
So there are two examples of this that we can have a look at, and in those examples you get to see him showing the choreography. The first example of that was more recent than the second, and that is the development of a program that we call Mondays with Merce. I was a dance student early on, and I observed that at our school in New York there were few students attending, and it surprised me, because I thought myself as a student, if I was aware of the fact that Merce Cunningham was teaching a class and I could go, I would have skipped my classes in school to attend his.
Alors, il va donner deux exemples, et vous allez voir comment il a vraiment fait comment il a parlé de son chorégraphie devant les étudiants. Mais pour lui, une est plus récente que l'autre, mais ils ont commencé quelque chose un événement qui s'appelait Mondays with Merce, les lundis avec Merce. Alors ça, c'était un événement où les étudiants, ils étudiaient avec Merce Cunningham, en effet. Et lui, Trevor Carlson, il étudiait la danse aussi, mais il disait, si j'avais l'occasion d'avoir eu la chance d'étudier avec Merce Cunningham, il aurait vraiment laissé de côté toutes ses cours à son propre école pour y aller.
And so for this reason, I thought it might be interesting to expose what was happening in our studio to the public in a larger way. And feeling comfortable, knowing Merce was receptive to new ideas and new technologies, I introduced the possibility of bringing a live feed internet connection into the studio, where we could observe him at work and expose it by way of our website to the general public for free. And he was entertained by this and again challenged, so he accepted.
Alors, pour cette raison, cette notion d'exposer ce qui était en studio, ce qui se passait en studio, Merce Cunningham, toujours quelqu'un de réceptif aux nouvelles idées, nouvelles recherches, nouvelles technologies aussi. Ce que Trevor a proposé, c'est qu'il y aura vraiment une ligne directe de ce qui se passait en studio avec Merce. Et cette connexion-là serait faite sur l'Internet et c'était disponible à tout le monde dans ce cas-là. Le grand public pouvait voir qu'est-ce qui se passait via le site web de la compagnie. De plus, c'était gratuit, ça c'était une autre chose. Et de plus, Merce Cunningham, parce qu'il adorait les défis, il a accepté.
I'm unfairly assuming that everyone knows a great deal about Merce Cunningham. So let me give you four significant elements that Merce felt were great discoveries in his life as a choreographer.
Alors, si vous avez tous quand même une bonne connaissance de l'œuvre et du travail et les recherches de Merce Cunningham, ça c'est peut-être une donnée ou peut-être pas. Il va donner quand même quatre grandes lignes des grandes découvertes de Merce Cunningham.
The first was the idea of separating the dance and the music, so that each of those art forms would be created independently from one another, so that there was no dependence on either, And that the presentation of those two elements, and then later in his career, the addition of visual arts and costumes and lighting became equal as well. But that by presenting those two independent creations in the same space at the same time, you could come up with something greater than any one artist could have conceived of and dictated to his collaborators.
Alors, cette notion d'une des grandes lignes, c'est la séparation entre la musique et la danse, que chacune des formes d'art seront créées indépendamment. Alors, qu'il n'y aura pas une dépendance d'une à l'autre. Plus tard, il a inclus les arts visuels, costumes, l'éclairage. Alors, tous ces éléments-là, ils avaient le même poids. Alors, ça travaillait dans le même espace, dans le même temps, et c'était plus important ou ça avait plus de signification que une artiste pouvait faire lui-même.
Let me qualify something a bit. Meuss was asked once whether or not he felt every piece was successful or not. Did he judge the outcome of these separate components coming together and whether or not it was a successful collaboration or not? And he deferred to the alternative in his answer, which was to say, well, even in the best of situations, when one artist has worked at great lengths to coordinate all the elements and come together with something quite brilliant, the outcome is never guaranteed as brilliant in everyone's eyes or disgusting in everyone's eyes. And so to that end, Meuss was quite pleased with all of his collaborations.
Question, c'est une clarification. Meuss a été, la question a été posée. Si pensait que toutes les œuvres étaient un succès, le jugement que chacun des éléments était, disons, un succès en soi. Et puis lui disait que dans la meilleure des situations, même dans la meilleure des situations où un artiste fait vraiment du soin pour chacun des éléments, le retour ne peut pas, il y aura jamais une garantie qu'il y aura du succès. Alors ça, c'est quand même le défi du travail aussi. Faut être, disons, donner place à tout.
The second event of the four that he considered great discoveries was the incorporation in his creative process of chance procedures, which was based on the Book of Changes by the I Ching. And what Meuss would do typically using die is he would roll his die to make decisions or to answer questions he'd created for himself, very structured questions.
Alors, le deuxième événement qui est important, ça c'est l'incorporation d'une procédure qui s'appelle chance procedures, la notion du hasard dans son processus. Alors ça, c'est basé sur le I Ching, le livre sur tous les changements. Et pour lui, ça c'était un événement qui se passait toujours, il roulait les DS. Ça provoquait des décisions pour lui, ça provoquait des réponses pour lui. Alors ça faisait vraiment à base de tout son processus.
One of the reasons that this was able to work so well for Meuss is that he didn't incorporate narrative or story in his work. It was important to him movement. Movement was the most important aspect of what he was doing, and that's what he looked to explore. So an example of chance procedures for him might have been to roll the die, a single eight-sided die, and if the outcome was even, then he was going to use the right arm. And if the outcome was odd, he would use the left arm. Very simple, decision making that sped the process along for him, frankly.
Alors, ça fonctionnait vraiment bien pour lui. Pour Merce Cunningham, aucune question d'utiliser narratif ou il n'y avait pas une histoire qui présentait dans ses pièces. Pour lui, la chose la plus importante, c'était le mouvement. Alors, il cherchait pour explorer ça. Alors, dans ces procédures de chance, du hasard, si on pourrait dire, cet roulement du DS, ça indiquait plusieurs choses pour lui. Si c'était, un 6, ça disait, je vais bouger mon bras droit. Si c'était un 5, je vais bouger mon bras gauche.
And so it wasn't to leave all decisions up to the random roll of die. What it did was it opened Merce's eyes to things that otherwise he would have more comfortably, being right-handed, gone to the right. And if he saw something from the left, then that became a possibility that he otherwise instinctually wouldn't have taken.
Alors, ça parle vraiment de l'instinct et comment ça, cet roulement du DS a changé son procédure, parce que c'est pas simplement qu'il a dit c'est le DS qui fait la définition des choses, mais ça a ouvert ses yeux à différentes possibilités. Ça, c'est l'important, à l'autre possibilité, parce que lui était, il travaillait avec son bras, son main droite. Alors, ça a ouvert les possibilités pour des possibilités à gauche. Alors, cette notion que vous pouvez utiliser plusieurs possibilités avec l'instinct et le tout, ça a ouvert plusieurs pistes pour lui.
The third was Merce's discovery of the camera, and that's to say that his discovery of the camera in the context of making dances for the camera, rather than using the camera to document or capture a dance that was made for the stage.
Alors, la troisième grande découverte, c'était le découvert du caméra et ses œuvres pour la caméra. Et c'est vraiment dans le contexte de travailler pour créer pour la caméra. Ce n'est pas une captation dans son cas. Ce n'est pas de mettre une caméra derrière dans une salle et juste capter la performance.
And that for him mostly was an eye-opening experience, in that when one looked through the camera and the outcome of what one got from the camera was a polar opposite to what one received in the stage. The perspective from the stage, he observed, went from great to lesser, and with the camera went from lesser to greater. And so when he was creating movement for the camera, he was discovering parts of the body that he hadn't paid much attention to before. So we start to see in the 70s the great incorporation of different parts of the body that Merce began to incorporate that weren't focal points for him in the past.
Alors, pour lui, cette expérience de travailler avec une caméra, ça, c'était vraiment quelque chose de bouleversant, parce que regarder avec le lentille ou derrière le lentille, on voit des choses qui sont vraiment à l'opposé de ce qu'on voit sur scène. Alors, avec une caméra, par exemple, le moindre des choses devient beaucoup plus grande. Alors, pour lui, c'était une question de travailler avec différentes parties du corps que lui, il n'a vraiment pas fait beaucoup de recherches sur scène. Alors, si on regarde dès les années 70, par exemple, on voit une grande ouverture à ce travail-là, et il travaille aussi avec certains mouvements qu'il n'a jamais utilisés sur scène.
And the fourth for Merce of his great discoveries and his career was the discovery of technology, computer technology in particular, and a program that he helped to develop that's called Danceforms.
Alors, quatrième grande découverte, et ça, c'est vraiment quelque chose d'énorme, c'était son intérêt et dans la technologie avec les ordinateurs. Alors, lui, il a vraiment fait la recherche et il a créé Dance Forms. Ça a été la technologie dont il a travaillé avec.
I'm not going to describe it in great detail because you'll see him at work with it in the documentary at the end of this afternoon. But what I will say is that this came to Merce at a point in his life where he was beginning to stop incorporating himself in his work because it was becoming more and more difficult to perform. And so this was...
Okay. il ne va pas donner une grande description du Dance Forms parce que vous allez voir ça dans le documentaire qui va suivre notre conversation un peu plus tard. Mais c'est arrivé un très bon moment dans sa vie et dans sa carrière parce que c'était un moment où il ne voulait plus, où il virait dans une autre direction parce qu'il ne peut pas s'impliquer dans son propre chorégraphie. Alors, la capacité de danser, c'est devenu plus difficile avec le temps. Alors ça, c'est une manière de continuer quand même.
On Sundays, Merce would go to the studio and he would develop work on his own body and then bring that material to the dancers in the studio to teach them over the course of the rest of the week. What the Dance Forms created for him was the opportunity to do this on a figure that was capable of doing the movement, unlike his own body. And he was able to view it from many different angles, which was really a more substantive discovery for him. Because after the 90s, we then see in his movement an enormous amount of speed and the body broken into many different parts, going many different directions in a way that they hadn't before.
Alors, les dimanches, Merce Cunningham travaillait dans son propre studio, il faisait son propre recherche sur son propre corps, et ça, c'était vraiment pour amener du matériel pour les danseurs durant la semaine. Ce qu'il trouvait avec l'ordinateur et la technologie, c'était qu'il y avait une capacité de faire des choses que lui ne pouvait plus faire. Alors, il trouvait des angles qui étaient différents. Il trouvait, après les années 90, par exemple, la notion de vitesse qui entrait dans son processus. Le corps qui se divisait en différents angles, différentes directions, toute la capacité du corps est à accélérer.
So let's swing back now to this idea of Mondays with Merce. We'll show you a collage of Mondays with Merce so you get an idea of what the episodes look like and Merce at work a little bit. And then we'll talk a little bit more and go somewhat deeper in how Merce was working with the dancers at the end of his life.
Alors, on va revenir lundi avec Merce, Mondays with Merce. Ce que vous allez voir, c'est un collage. Ça va vous donner quand même une idée de ces procédures. Suite à ça, on va aller un peu plus loin, un peu plus à la profondeur des choses.
So, these are excerpts from some of the different episodes. It gives you an idea of how the program developed. The idea initially was a sort of fly-on-the-wall perspective in our studio. And we realized we had access to so much that we could develop these very short programs that Merce, very much as you can see in the interviews, really enjoyed participating in. And in some ways, I think that this was done over the last 2 years. I think he was quite conscious that he was leaving a bit of an oral history for us by doing this.
Alors, ce que vous avez vu, c'est vraiment des extraits de différents épisodes. Mais c'est vraiment le développement de ces programmes-là. Ça, c'était toujours d'avoir comme un œil sur le tout. Et ils ont développé ces courts programmes durant les deux dernières années. Et pour MERS, c'était vraiment une occasion. Ils savaient vraiment qu'ils partageaient quelque chose. La préservation, son propre patrimoine, ils partageaient ça.
And you can see any of the episodes on our website. They're all there. It's www.mers.org.
C'est sur le site web de la compagnie.
So let's get into talking about how the heck he communicated to the dancers this movement.
Alors, il va parler maintenant de la communication avec les danseurs.
As I said before, MERS was entertained by challenges, and it was sort of my job to create challenges for him. Something that you had on exhibition here in Montreal was a work by Tacita Dean, a project that we did together, MERS, myself, and Tacita, in 2005, I think it was. This was an outcome of one of these challenges.
Alors, MERS toujours était, il trouvait grand plaisir dans les défis. Et puis, le boulot de Trevor, c'était toujours d'introduire ces défis à MERS. Ils ont travaillé avec l'artiste Tacita Dean. On a vu l'exposition vraiment avec le travail de MERS Cunningham au MAC, Musée d'art contemporain, durant l'hiver. Alors, les trois, MERS, Trevor et Tacita Dean, ils ont travaillé en 2005 pour créer ce projet-là, et ça fait encore une partie des programmes de lancer les défis.
When I started working for MERS 12 years ago, it was at a point in time when he was not very mobile, and he was making one new dance a year. And I was interested in his history as a collaborator with others, and so I took it upon myself to begin bringing as much as I could of visual artists working at that point in time for MERS to see, to have the opportunity to sort of play with them.
Alors, quand il a commencé à travailler avec MERS Cunningham il y a 12 ans, MERS n'était pas très mobile, il ne pouvait pas vraiment bouger beaucoup. Il a créé à ce moment-là une nouvelle pièce par année, une nouvelle danse par année. Et Trevor était vraiment intéressé dans son histoire comme un collaborateur. Et il a introduit à MERS Cunningham plusieurs artistes visuels.
And so what that meant with one new piece a year was that we were getting only one visual artist and one composer, and I wanted to increase that. Again, observing MERS's real struggle with the challenge and great joy and entertainment with the outcome.
Alors, dans ce contexte, créer une pièce, une nouvelle pièce par année, c'était l'effet qu'il y avait simplement une artiste, un compositeur qui était présent dans ces œuvres-là. Alors, c'était vraiment, il voulait vraiment observer le plaisir que MERS avait dans son exploit, dans cette piste de découverte.
And so something that MERS had in his history was working in the context of museums and creating site-specific works. So we came upon a museum near to where we lived in New York called Dia Beacon that had many vast spaces and an enormous collection of contemporary artists of the generation of MERS.
Alors, dans son histoire, son propre histoire, son parcours, MERS Cunningham créait quand même des pièces dans des musées, par exemple, des pièces en situ. Et il y avait un musée, le Beacon, près de New York, et il y avait une vaste collection de, d'artistes où Meurs pouvait regarder un peu qui était présent, de son propre génération.
So I proposed one thing to the museum and another to Meurs. The proposal to the museum was to create every season of the year for 2 years in a different gallery a live performance event with our company and the artwork of their collection.
Alors, il a proposé une chose au musée, une chose à Meurs Cunningham. Pour le musée, il proposait que la compagnie pouvait créer quelque chose chaque saison de l'année pendant une période de 2 ans et dans différentes galeries dans le musée elle-même. Et ce serait la compagnie qui pouvait créer tout ça.
And to Meurs, I suggested we go and do this once. And if it's nice, we'll do it again.
Alors pour Meurs, il avait dit, on va faire ça une fois. Si vous aimez ça, on va voir.
I don't think that I'm giving you very much description because we have the material for you to see Meurs in action. So I'd rather you see Meurs in action. And see if you have questions, maybe after that, I can help to clarify.
Alors, il veut pas trop donner de description, d'information, parce que vous allez voir quand même des visuels où vous allez regarder Meurs en action. Et si vous avez des questions suite à ça, nous sommes disponibles à partager ça.
One and two and one and go. Is also in the middle or over here. But now it means that you have 3 separate groups.
Right.
Now, when each of you is finished, regardless of whether anybody else is, can you turn and walk back to the wall and turn around and face this way?
Yeah.
And when the last person does that, everybody bows. This is along with the musicians. All right. Now, is there any question about this part?
We've had some great experiences up at Dia Beacon performing. As a dancer, it's a lot of fun because there's lots of light, and that makes some things easier. It's been great to interact with the musicians in different ways because we can see them. They're not in the orchestra pit or anything, but we can interact with them personally, even if we're not being informed by their ever-changing musical choices.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, and one, I don't know how you count the whole thing. In other words, make that distinct change in the rhythm. 1 and 2 and 3. 1, is it you count it all in 5? 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, 3 and. What? Step plie plein, so that it comes out clearly, and also that you're stepping, I know because you're turning around, you can't do it, but that you really step, 1, 2, open. Yes, yes, you really get your leg as far around as possible. Also, one more thing about, I realize always that these changes in the geography make it difficult sometimes to keep the rhythm of the steps, but go back and just check it out so that it doesn't become, you don't lose the changes in the rhythm, whether they're slight or big. Just go back and check them out and see in this circumstance how you do them. Like a game. And I like to use as much of the possibilities of the movement as we can. And we have these long lists of events from all over the world where we've done different things in different ways.
The first event was in Vienna at the Museum of the 20th Century during this 1964 World Tour. This gentleman came to see us one day, who was the director of this museum, and said I guess he had heard that we were going to be on tour, and he would like us to do a performance in his museum. Merce looked at the photograph that he gave us of this place, and he decided that to do a conventional program wouldn't work in that space because there'd be no place for the audience to go in the intermissions, hanging scenery would be a problem, all these things. So Merce decided that instead we would do a piece which he called eventually Museum Event Number 1, using the space as it was, with the audience on 3 sides and also looking down from the balcony above, with the glass wall at the back as a sort of living decor. Up to now, there are well over 800. Merce decided to go on using this format after that because obviously it was a way that we could use unconventional spaces.
Well, first of all, we look at the space itself. What kind of a situation are we in? Are we in one which is one platform to perform on, or are there more? And we've had up to 3, and here, this recent one, there were 3. Then how are they laid out? Are they laid out as these were, 1, 2, 3, or are they scattered? because it makes a difference as to how much distance a dancer has to go from this platform to reach whatever the next one is.
All performances are different depending on where the audience is. It's a lot easier to imagine that no one's there when you're in the theater and it's just black in the audience. But for example, at Dia Beacon, when it's daylight and you can see everyone, you can see people's faces and they're very close. It's at first intimidating, but after a while I find it fun to like look people in the eye and to see what they do.
Or send somebody out, and how many steps is it to get from this part of where the Sarah's in to the other part? And they say, well, it took 35. So then we figure that in as part of the time. You have to allow for that amount of time with this person to get from here to there. And it was during that thing in the Sarah situation that I thought of putting those things in the middle, because I saw that as they walked past, they could be seen in these small spaces. I like to make something for each space, something sometimes so simple that because of the situation. Or if there's time and the space allows, something complicated. For the silhouette, the L-shaped, I thought it would be, since they could only come in these two ways, how to make something that took them through the space, some way or another, and out. And we didn't have a lot of time. I would have liked to have made a couple, some kind of different couple dance for each one, each couple. But there wasn't time for that, along with the other rehearsing and everything. So I made one thing, a pattern dance, but they could change it in terms of the space. The floor duet comes out of changing steps. I thought, oh, I'll fix it so they could face any direction, so that they could be done under almost any kind of circumstance. And over these years, we've used them not only because they're separate so that you have something for everybody, but you also have something which can be done in multiple circumstances.
Dancing in site-specific events definitely changes the way I perform. Usually on a stage, you're projecting out into the audience and you don't really see them. In a site-specific event, they're really close to you and you don't want to project in the same way because it would be sort of artificial. So it's more about connecting with them on a personal level. And, you know, I choose to look at people. It might make them uncomfortable, but I feel like it's a little bit more real to do that.
Somehow the way the light in the museum is arranged, all natural light. And the way it hits the objects that are already there, and then the moving. And each one is different because it's been situated in a different part of the museum and surrounded by different objects. The light is always beautiful.
So, let's see if there are any questions.
Alors, c'est le moment pour vos questions, vos commentaires, if you've got questions or comments.
Oh, come on now, don't be shy.
Oui. Oui. Je ne vais pas répéter en français ce que tout le monde a entendu en français. So, what she's seeing in the videos is that there's a fundamental shift in terms of the way that he's communicating, the register in which he's communicating on a corporal level, and the way that he's communicating in a verbal manner. And this is what she's asking about, the shift that took place for him.
Well, I don't think that there was a shift, because I think that there was always a verbal communication. He used the word a game. He's always enjoyed games. And part of the game for him in developing choreography has been at times not to be absolutely committed to his idea of what he's trying to get across, but rather, and that's not to say unclear, he's very clear, but he accepts the fact that somebody might receive that information and do something different than what he would expect with it. And so the verbal communication, regardless of his physical ability to demonstrate the movement, has always been part of his communicating the choreography to his dancers, because the outcome was always something more interesting to him if he saw a change in it.
Alors, pour lui, son avis, c'est vraiment pas un changement de registre. Il a travaillé toujours, Merce Cunningham, avec l'oral. Il y a toujours un jeu, un intérêt dans le jeu. Et quand il a pensé, il était très clair avec ses propres idées. Mais Il y a toujours un résultat différent avec chacune personne, comment ils reçoivent cette information. Alors, pour lui, toujours l'important, ce n'est pas simplement ce que lui, il donne ou ce que lui propose, mais plutôt qu'est-ce que c'est le résultat? Qu'est-ce que c'est le résultat de cet échange, de cette communication? Oui. So she saw the show last night, and she was most intrigued with the duos. She saw a lot of male-female duets, and she's wondering if that sort of was seen in the way that he works with duets, male-female, or how he might develop male-male. I'm just expanding a little bit. How he might develop male-male or female-female in terms of, again, the register of the work.
First, before I answer your question, how many people here were able to see last evening's performance?
Okay, come on.
Wait. One first has to know that Merce was absolutely practical in everything he did. The section with the silhouette and the L-shaped platform, he was practical in that there were two entry points for that space, and so the movement he created for that specific space was practical in that it was circular. The practicality also came into great play in the last 6 years of Merce's life, the last three of which he was touring very little with the dance company. In years past, he would tour with the company and they would work as they are today, performing the same program this evening, but they're rehearsing this afternoon on the stage. And he'd create new movement in the space. Tell me to stop you need me to.
No, it's good.
He'd create new movement and on the road as well as in New York. When we left him in New York to tour without him, he wasn't left at home sitting alone. He was left with a group of understudies that he was developing movement on. There were four understudies, two females and two males. So what we see in the last four or five creations of Merce's work are a number of duets, quartets, and trios. Sometimes there are two trios or two quartets in the space at the same time, but that's what he had to work with when he was developing the movement ideas. So it was a practical decision for him, much of what you observed in the piece last night. I don't.
Oui, je vais faire juste la première jet. Il y a toute une practicalité dans son processus. Peut-être on pourrait dire que même c'est une efficacité. Vous avez vu ça dans la vidéo avec Saul DeWitt quand ils étaient dans la galerie. L'entrée, comment ça a été circulaire. La practicalité, c'était toujours en évidence dans sa manière de travailler ça. Ça n'a jamais changé. Mais depuis les dernières six ans, surtout dans les dernières trois années, il a vraiment fait peu de tournées avec la compagnie. Avant, il a créé beaucoup de nouveaux mouvements quand il était en tournée avec la compagnie ou quand il était à New York. Mais quand il restait à New York et la compagnie a été en tournée, il ne restait pas seul dans la maison à lui. Il était dans le studio, il avait comme une deuxième distribution, il avait deux femmes, deux hommes. Et le résultat de ça, c'était vraiment une grande créativité par rapport au duo, quatuor, des trios. Alors, et ça, c'est en évidence dans la pièce que vous avez vue hier soir, cette création des duos, trios, etc.
The other aspect that I think is part of your question, I'm not sure, but I'm going to talk about it, is whether or not Merce made a lot of male-female duets. And I think one has to remember two things again. One, the practicality of this choreographer. The other was that he was gay, and his partner in life was John Cage. And they were not ashamed of their relationship. In fact, Cage, when asked in an interview once, Merce and John together on the stage, "So what is the nature of your relationship?" the question was. And Cage's reply was, "Well, I cook and Merce does the dishes." That's really where their mindset was. I mean, it was a good example. He composes, the other choreographs. It wasn't about this kind of issue. Neither was this an issue for Merce in building his duets. He was practical. Men and women have two different body types that, when combined together, can come up with some very interesting things. He was a man, and he was able to work with other women and come up with very interesting things. We see fewer opportunities where he has men working with men and women working with women, because the possibilities were greater with the different scale of the male and female body combined. It's not that he avoided it, because he did do, there are some duets with men and some duets with women, but very few, because the possibilities were not as great for him. As well, he loved seeing there was an Asian man in our company who was very small. There were other small dancers. There was always a small male dancer in the company. In the time that I've been with the company, there was an Asian male dancer that happened to often be the male representative in a group of five women in sections. And similarly, there's always been a female who can soar in the company with her leaps and bounds. And she's always partnered with a group of four to five men who are doing enormous leaps, and she's absolutely in time and in tune with them. Those were sort of practical things about that individual dancer that was entertaining to Merce.
Alors, juste pour donner un résumé de ça, un autre aspect, c'est par rapport aux questions hommes-femmes dans les duets. Dans les duos, ça tombe toujours dans le cas de practicalité aussi. Merce Cunningham était gay, son partenaire était John Cage. Il n'y avait aucune honte par rapport à leur relation, mais Trevor y raconte quand même une bonne histoire où Merce et John étaient ensemble sur la scène et quelqu'un a posé la question, qu'est-ce que c'est votre relation? Puis John Cage a dit, ben moi je cuisine, puis Merce il fait les vaisselles. Alors cette notion, c'est toujours resté, ben un fait les compositions musicales, l'autre il est chorégraphe. Et c'est pas plus que ça. Alors cette practicalité, ça entrait dans leur vie privée aussi. Cette notion de bâtir les duos hommes-femmes. Ça, c'était toujours une question où il y avait un grand intérêt par rapport aux physicalités aussi. Parce que les différences, la possibilité homme-femme, ça restait... Il y avait plus de possibilités pour Merce que Et il a créé homme-homme, femme-femme, mais pas autant que ça. Mais ce n'était pas mis à part, sauf qu'il trouvait la différence entre la possibilité entre homme et femme était plus vaste. Autre chose, l'individualité, ça entrait dans la formule aussi, parce qu'il y avait toujours un homme asiatique, il y avait un homme asiatique dans la compagnie, Trevor raconte ça, quelqu'un d'une taille assez petite. Il y avait toujours un homme assez petit dans la compagnie, mais toujours cet homme, il s'est présenté dans l'équatoire, un homme dans un groupe de 4 femmes. Vice-versa, une femme aussi dans un groupe de 4 ou 5 hommes. Alors, toujours une question de practicalité qui entrait dans son processus. Oui. Alors, la question, c'est que par rapport à la pièce que vous avez vue hier soir, Nearly 90 carré, si lui, il avait vraiment, Merce Cunningham, il avait une sens que ça a été son dernière pièce, puis est-ce que ça a influencé certaines choses qui étaient dans ce processus?
For about 7 years or so, we were wondering if this was the last piece each time he was working on something. But it was clearly the last piece as it was being made to all of us. And the reason, what made it clear to us was that he made... he made a solo for each of the dancers in that piece, each individual dancer, that appeared as it was being done to them and to those of us around, that he was leaving them each a gift in a very different way than had been done before. It goes further in that there were 3 company members in the company when he was making the piece who were not going to stay in the company after the piece was premiered. And when those 3 understudies stepped in to their parts, it was very clear to us that those solos had been made for those 3 individuals, not their predecessors. So it was really solidly clear when the new dancers came in. Merce made the revised version for touring, and we saw, wow, this is it. And then he really started sleeping a lot more in the day, and there was the one day that he wanted to go home and then stayed home. So the dancers were clear, and the rest of us were all very clear as well.
Je vais juste faire un résumé de ça pour que vous demandiez d'autres questions. Durant les 7 dernières années, ils ont toujours pensé que probablement ça a été la dernière pièce où ils questionnaient ça. Cette fois-ci, c'était assez clair. Ce qui a créé cette fois-ci, c'était un solo pour chacun des danseurs. Et Trevor, il parle de... Il y avait 3 membres de la compagnie qui ne restait pas après le première, et c'était évident pour tout le monde autour que quand même ça a été créé pour la deuxième distribution des danseurs. Aussi question de cadeaux pour ces danseurs aussi, ces solos-là, et aussi en effet les derniers moments, ils couchaient beaucoup plus et ils voulaient rester à la maison un jour, puis ça a été vraiment le fin. Une autre question, oui. So a question about intentions. And for the events, was there different intention that he would invest as opposed to creating something for the stage?
Well, yes. But it also, the intention and the focus and the attention changed over time in the history of his doing both, making events and making works for the stage. And this I loved about Merce, this was my favorite lesson left by Merce for me. He said, if you say no, you've closed the door. So say yes and see what you can do with it. So when first asked by this museum whether or not Merce could present a program, rather than saying, no, we can't get our sets in, the choreography we have to work with won't fit, the audience won't have anywhere to go, he said yes and figured out what to do with it. He also said yes because it was a gig in the middle of a tour where they had no work, right? So events in the beginning were opportunities to perform in situations that could afford to bring the company that were not fully staged proscenium situations. And so it created more opportunity for the company to perform. In the end, I think the companies had many opportunities to perform in prosceniums, but Merce became a lot more entertained when he was working in the museum, likely because in the end, the last 15 years, he was only making one new dance a year, and the company was touring. So if he got into a museum, it meant that he got to play a little bit.
Practicality, yeah. Alors oui, en effet, le focus... intention, ça a changé. Ce qu'il adore avec Merce, Trevor, c'est quelque chose que Merce Cunningham a partagé. Quand vous dites non, ben c'est comme c'est déjà terminé. Mais quand vous dites oui, il y a toujours une énorme possibilité devant vous. Alors quand ils étaient engagés par le Beacon, le musée que vous avez vu dans l'extrait, au lieu de dire non, c'est pas possible, il a vraiment trouvé comment faire ça avec encore la practicalité et important pour vraiment comprendre l'historique de Merce Cunningham et sa compagnie, c'est que il y avait des moments où ils étaient engagés par un musée par exemple au milieu d'une tournée, mais l'habitude pour la compagnie, il n'y avait pas beaucoup de boulot. Alors des opportunités comme ça a été vraiment un moment de faire quelque chose. Et à la fin, vraiment dans les 15 dernières années, il a vraiment adoré faire des propositions des musées parce que ça donnait pour lui une autre façon de jouer. Alors ça, c'était vraiment beaucoup plus plaisant pour lui. Une autre, et on doit terminer après ça, oui. So it's a question, and she says it's a bit vague, but it's not so vague. It's actually a question about the movement itself, and what she saw in last night's presentation was a certain angled approach to the movement, the use of body, which was not necessarily, in her opinion, terribly fluid. So the question about Merce's own intentions, about creating geometrical works, and how he created, perhaps, in the spectrum of people creating, say, in American dance, how that optic resonated.
The intention, I don't think, was either to be angular or geometric versus fluid or rounded, but rather to explore movement that he hadn't felt or done or seen before. So he was always looking for something unfamiliar. And often that meant it was awkward. It not only felt awkward to do because it was unfamiliar, but it also looked awkward or angular in a way. I mean, to me too, I feel the work looks awfully angular and broken in different parts, but the number of possibilities with just the two arms and two legs that we have to work with has its limits unless you start breaking it up. And he worked long enough to need to start breaking it up. So I think it's gotten angular. He put it in the most simple terms for a group of people once. In fact, I think you see it in the documentary. I'll borrow it for now. When you leave and you step off the curb, you will likely step off the curb on your right leg first. Most of us do. Others are left-legged and will do it with the left leg. Consider for the rest of the day, each curb you step off of, stepping off with the opposite leg, and see how it feels. It feels terribly awkward, and you have to think for a considerable time. But if you do it long enough, it becomes familiar. And that's what he was doing with his movement. He was pushing for things that were new to him and therefore uncomfortable for as long as possible until it became familiar, and then he could move on. And that's what we're getting to see in the movement, I think. So I don't think the decision is what it looks like as much as how he got from here to there.
Alors, en résumé, ce n'est pas vraiment d'être angulaire, ce n'est pas d'être géométrique versus être fluide ou rond. C'est plutôt l'exploration du mouvement. Il voulait vraiment explorer des choses qu'il n'a jamais vues, qui n'étaient pas familiers. Ça donne quand même une qualité maladroite. Comment on le fait, c'est maladroit, comment on le sent, et comment ça quand on regarde, c'est maladroit. Il y a toujours la possibilité de qu'est-ce qu'on pourrait faire avec nos deux jambes, nos deux bras. Mais juste par rapport à ça, avec le temps, c'est devenu beaucoup plus cassé, c'est devenu beaucoup plus angulaire. Et vous allez écouter dans le documentaire, il raconte une belle histoire par rapport à comment on utilise droit ou gauche et comment ça peut fonctionner. Et quand on utilise l'opposé, comment ça pourrait devenir quelque chose de familier. Alors, c'est toujours pour lui le mouvement et comment pousser ça plus loin. Alors, ça, c'est vraiment le questionnement derrière tout. Et vous allez voir dans quelques instants le documentaire qui s'appelle Merce Cunningham, A Lifetime of Dance. Pour ceux ou celles qui n'ont pas vu le spectacle d'hier, c'est toujours à la représentation ce soir au Théâtre Maisonneuve, Nearly 90 carrés. Alors, n'hésite pas à procurer des billets, il y en a. Merci beaucoup, Trevor Carlson, pour ça. Et merci à vous tous. Bon après-midi.